Joe Whitfield, Narrative Reel. Work began on Durham Castle way back in 1072, shortly after the Normans came to the area, on the orders of William the Conqueror. It was a fortress and palace of the Bishop of Durham, built not only to guard against Scottish attack but also against the locals, since they had murdered William's Norman governor and the bishop was now going to take over this role. "May I be your lighthouse and guide you, safe and sound, through the foaming waters, where you can easily run aground. Though foggy nights may come, just listen for my sound. Take depth readings, my love, and you will surely see that there's a safe passage which will bring you closer to me." Welcome, everyone, to our Senscapes experience. Relax and enjoy feeling the warmth of the sunshine and the gentle summer breeze on your face. Listen to those noisy seagulls and the smell of the salty sea air. If you feel tempted to touch something, just reach out and you can. We're walking alongside you the whole time and you can turn back whenever you like. Just sit back in your chair to move away from the headset and you'll be straight back on the beach sitting next to us. Little Nut Brown Hare, who was going to bed, held on tight to Big Nut Brown Hare's very long ears. He wanted to be sure that Big Nut Brown Hare was listening. "Guess how much I love you," he said.
"Oh, I don't think I could guess that," said Big Nut Brown Hare.
"This much," said Little Nut Brown Hare, stretching out his arms as wide as they could go. Big Nut Brown Hare had even longer arms.
"But I love you this much," he said.
"That is a lot," thought Little Nut Brown Hare. "I love you as high as I can hop," laughed Little Nut Brown Hare, bouncing up and down.
"But I love you as high as I can hop," smiled Big Nut Brown Hare, and he hopped so high that his ears touched the branches above.
"That's good hopping," thought Little Nut Brown Hare. "Wish I could hop like that."